If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, we got the first images from The Legend of Zelda movie, the nominees for the Game Awards are out, and fans who tried to revive PlayStation flop Concord have been swiftly shut down. Here is the news for Sunday, 23rd of November. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Hey, listen. This week we got our first proper look at the new Legend of Zelda live action movie. And this is where watching the video version of Walkthrough on YouTube pays off because this is what they look like. Released by Nintendo, the photos of Bo Bragason, who plays Zelda, and Benjamin Evan Ainsworth, who is Link, looking out over a field. Link is wearing his traditional green and Zelda sporting the blue like in the most recent games. It's the first real look we've had from the film and I'm cautiously optimistic about this one.
Fiona, there's been a lot of chat about Link not having the hat, which honestly I'm fine with because like in the most recent games, the hat's not a big deal. It's fine. The movie's currently in production and being filmed in Aotearoa, New Zealand, which totally makes sense because that place is beautiful. And with its history of fantasy films, it makes a lot of sense. We haven't seen much yet in terms of the villain or other races like the Gerudo or the Zora, but I'm sure it'll only be a matter of time. The film is set to be released on the 7th of May, 2027. The Game Awards finalists were announced this week, and unsurprisingly, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, and Death Stranding 2 on the beach are up for a bunch of awards. Across the 27 categories, Clair Obscur is up for 12 awards, which includes 3 nominees in Best Performance. That also makes it the most nominated game in history of the awards, which is really cool. Death Stranding 2 is up for 7 out of the 27, and as well as Ghost of Yotai, and Kojima's best mate Jeff will be absolutely stoked with that one. Nominees for Game of the Year include Clair Obscur, Death Stranding 2, Donkey Kong Bonanza, Hades 2, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, and Hollow Knight Silksong. And speaking of the Aussie games, Hollow Knight Silksong is up for a total of 5 awards, including Best Independent Game and Best Score and Music, and SMG Studios' LEGO Party is up for Best Family.
But it wouldn't be the Game Awards without a little bit of drama, with one title pulling out of Best Debut Indie. The developer behind the roguelike survival game Megabonk withdrew the game from the awards, saying that they didn't think the game qualified for the category because they've released games before. And honestly, good on them for saying so. Back in 2023, Dave the Diver was nominated for Best Indie Game, despite being made by Nexon, which is definitely not an indie studio. The winners will be announced on Thursday, the 11th of December, and voting is open now, so go support some Aussie devs. Concord, the very short-lived multiplayer shooter, was in the process of being revived by some dedicated fans, but that was stopped almost immediately. Just a reminder, it was live for 2 weeks before Sony pulled the permanent plug, but a small group of fans have been working hard on a project for months, trying to make the game playable again, and they almost did it. They managed to bring back full matches that are now playable on custom servers.
Unfortunately, only a matter of days after they shared a video of one of their test matches on YouTube, Sony made an appearance. They've allegedly begun issuing DMCA takedowns of YouTube videos showing footage from the fan-run custom server and matches. The team behind it have said that they paused invites to the private playtesting due to a worry around legal action. I mean, seriously, Sony, if anyone cares about Concord enough to bring it back, why wouldn't you just let them?
We're the free gunner crew of the North Star.
As social media platforms brace for the upcoming ban for under 16s in Australia, we've had a couple of major updates this week from Roblox and Twitch. Roblox, which isn't technically part of the ban, will institute age checks for all players. They'll scan your face and will restrict chat in the game for different age brackets, starting with kids under 9, then 9 to 12, then 13 to 15, and 16 to 17, and so on. So anyone who doesn't sit within that bracket can't start a chat with any other player, which is a good step. And they've set up a system where a trusted other person, like a sibling or a parent, can share their entire contact list to authenticate, and that'll let you chat between different age groups. Now, it's definitely not foolproof at all. I can see a glaring hole in that system because, as we know, in most circumstances, if an abuser knows a kid in real life and has their number, they can use this to get around that. But it's clear that they're responding to pressure.
Australia's eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant also revealed that major gaming streaming site Twitch will also fall into the ban of social media platforms joining YouTube. From December 10, no users under the age of 16 will be able to sign up and chat on the platform, and any accounts held by kids under that age will be disabled. As it stands, you need to be over 13 years old to sign up anyway. But yeah, expect you'll need to be logged into chat from now on.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Explore the 2D hand-drawn world in the stunning Metroidvania game Constance. You play as a paintbrush-wielding artist trying to escape from a colourful but decaying inner world created by her declining mental health. Solve puzzles, fight off enemies, and unlock new techniques when the game comes to PC on the 24th of November.
Also out on the 24th is Webtoon spin-off game Solo Leveling Arise Overdrive, a game that I'm sure will give Kyle a conniption. A third-person action RPG which has some over-the-top RPG battles. It's playable solo, which is in the name, of course, but it's also in four-player co-op raids, which I feel kind of defeats the purpose. But you can find that on PC on Monday.
Identifile is a desktop-style mouse bullet hell. Your computer has been infected with a virus, and you've got to click and circle the bad creatures on your screen. The style of this game is impeccable, and it's got a lot of that Undertale minigame vibe to it as well. Definitely worth a look when it comes to PC on the 24th.
Project Motor Racing is from the team that made Farming Simulator. Instead of harvesting grains, you'll be harvesting lanes as you rip through the tracks. There are 13 different race classes in this sim racer with 70-odd licensed cars, so start your engines when it launches on the PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox on the 25th of November.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Gianni De Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening.
This week on sifter.com.au, we've published a review of strategy game Anno 117 Pax Romana. We've given our thoughts on Ark Raiders, spoken to Oasis devs who called for better physics in games, and checked out new headsets and controllers. Do yourself a favour and make sure you head to sifter.com.au for all of this and more. That again, sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, Naomi Jackson, Kat Jahn, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Chris Button, and Hope Corrigan. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and my name is Gianni Giovanni. I'm Sifter's executive producer and the script editor. And thanks to Nom for editing this episode today.
Thanks, Ryan Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, I'm Chris Button, and on the latest episode of Lightmap, Noel Berry and Maddie Thorson, developers of the beloved platformer Celeste, look back at the massive impact of their indie hit.
Like, when we release a game, we don't fully understand it, right? Like, we have our concept of what it is and what we think is special about it, and we put it out there, and then through other people playing it and talking about it and all sorts of stuff, we learn more about it and ourselves. Like, to me, that feels like the goal of making art.
If you're making stuff and putting it out there intentionally, you want people to react to it and perceive it and see what it means to them. It's not really yours anymore.
The place it takes in the stream. The Gaia stream from Final Fantasy VII. Yeah.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.